Following is a speech made by the President at Trenton, Missouri, September 18th.
To introduce to you Missouri's native son, the present president and the next president of the United States. Certainly is a pleasure. This is the first Missouri town at which we have stopped since we left Washington. Highly pleased when the next governor of Missouri met me in Des Moines this morning and spent the day with me. He went to that great meeting outside of Des Moines, and he's been with me ever since. And I told him that at the first town in Missouri, he was going to have to present the President of the United States to Missouri, although he needed no presentation as far as the individual was concerned. Forrest Smith and I are going to carry this state. So as ever, I have a Democrat on the ticket. I've got a lot of friends here in Trenton. I've been here many a time. When I was a kid, I had a job at the National Bank of Commerce in Kansas City, and I was getting $35 a month. And I had an old lady who ran a boarding house out on 1314 Troost. And she let me live there and have two meals a day for $5 a week. Imagine that. And she was a native of Trenton, Missouri. That's been so long ago, I hate to remember just exactly how long it has been. But because that good old lady was so kind to me, I've always had a warm spot in my heart for this town, even if it does go Republican sometime. I don't think you're going to do that next time. How about it? I'm not supposed to digress and make a political speech in my home state at this time, but I sincerely hope that all of you will study the issues for what they're worth, and I sincerely hope that on election day you won't hesitate to go to the polls, because this government of ours is made up of the people. Every one of you has a hand in this government, and when you don't exercise that great privilege which our forefathers fought to give you, you're shirking your duty. And then if the government goes wrong, there's nobody to blame but you. You know, in 1946, two-thirds of you stayed at home. And you got the 80th Congress. I say, next to one, the worst Congress the country's ever had from the welfare of the public. And if you study the record, I'm sure you'll come to the same conclusion that I have, although you're not as close to those things as I am, but your interests are involved in the results of this, the action or non-action of the 80th Congress. all of you in this good town depend either on some job or on the soil. And if you do, your interests have been vitally affected by the actions of this do-nothing, idiot Republican Congress.
Quiet.
Now you're going to have a chance to remedy that on November the 2nd. You're going to have a chance to make Forrest Smith governor of Missouri. And you're going to have a very, very great chance of keeping a Missourian in the White House for another 4 years. There's one thing I want to bring home to you. I'm on a crusade for the welfare of the everyday man in the United States. I'm not working for special privilege. I'm not working for the speculators' lobby. I'm not working for the real estate lobby. I'm not working for any special interest in the United States but the interest of the everyday man, whose interest is my interest. And that interest is your interest. You know, Lincoln said that the Lord so loved the common people that he wouldn't make many of them. I think that's just as true as it can be. Now, I want you, as citizens of this great state of mine, of which I am prouder than anything else in the world, I think it's the greatest state in the Union, and I can't say that in California, New York, and Pennsylvania, but I say it here. It's the only state in the Union around which you can put a fence in it to survive. It's got everything it needs, and there's no other state in the Union that has that. I want every citizen of this great state to help me in that crusade. To keep the government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And if you do that, this country will continue for another 1,000 years as the greatest country in the world. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Here's the boss. And here's the boss's boss. Bruce Hunt, Joe Steele, are they here? Come on up here if you are.